This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, April Fools. We've been through all of this before, right? Well, maybe we'll have a few more. We haven't had any. The world is so serious now. We're not having any fun with this sort of silly stuff. I wish we'd come up with. I'm really disappointed in the three of you, actually. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, because you didn't. I was fully expecting you to take advantage of the situation and fill our cup with foolishness today.
Well, like I said, it's not going to be on the air, but just keep an eye out today.
Oh, okay, really? Fulfillment personified, then. Thy name is Jennifer. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, here with satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. We're living up to our full potential here, I think. And so with that in mind, perhaps, Jennifer, you'd like to comment on the number of Republicans who are after the government for or whoever it is that come up with the idea for the so-called vaccine passport that would offer, if you haven't heard about this, proof that you've been inoculated. I think that there are some who think that Mr. Biden wants to do that. Is there any real proof, though, that that's in the offing, or is this just conjecture?
Well, I think that there is some proof. I think that it is an idea that's being floated, right? We see that all the time where people might say something and see what reaction is. And while some Republicans are coming out against it, I actually think this is the way that we move forward. I think having a vaccine passport, showing this identification before we get on planes or trains, automobiles, before we're allowed maybe even to access government benefits, it's a way to make sure that people are essentially getting there.
This is Jen's April Fool's joke.
Oh, that's what it is?
It is. Come on. There's no way you could ever make that much sense on purpose.
Right. It's terrible. It hurts my soul to say it. No, it's a terrible idea. But I will say this. Dang it. You were supposed to not say anything, Victoria. I was going to see if
Sorry. I wasn't expecting you to do that. And then I started listening to your words.
It was like, my plan the whole
got a
time.
Brain
but Doug kept talking about
something.
April Fool's Day. And I was going to see how long it took you guys to figure out if I were giving these more.
I was
going to
say. Okay. So we're becoming one here, it seems.
Yeah.
Of one month.
Sadly, that is not today. But I will tell. So the real way I feel about the vaccine is that, or the passport, I think that having the government float this idea is ridiculous. But as a Republican, whether I like it or not, I think that businesses have the right to decide how they operate. So if American Airlines or if a shopping mall wants to have a vaccine passport, well, then I have to support them, even though I think that the idea is terrible. But I think it's, you know, it's their right as business owners. Do I think the government should be involved? No. Absolutely not.
I think a lot of private companies, and this is just based on from what my friends and I talked about, you know, we're in Jersey. We're about an hour outside of Manhattan. So all of my friends work in the city, including my husband. And a lot of companies are trying to figure out, you know, are we encouraging our employees to get vaccinated? Do we want to make it mandatory? I think a lot of companies are struggling with, is it legal? Can we, you know, can it be challenged? Should we do it? And I think it's a really tough dilemma. You know, working in Manhattan, especially where, you know, COVID has just hit so hard, and now there's like the New York variant and cases are spiking again, it could make sense to say that you need to have proof. If you're going to come into the office building, you need to have proof that you've had the vaccine or else you have to work from home. I don't know what they're going to do. Right now, companies are pretty much.
Issue. It is legal for them to require what they want
private
to require.
And people, absolutely.
People are at-will employees for the most part. Sometimes there's contracts, but that's usually not the case with, you know, most American citizens. They are at-will employees and employers for that matter. So it is legal for them to say, yeah, you have to have a vaccine now. That doesn't mean that there aren't going to be a whole group of people who say that that's discriminatory behavior.
Right.
So
that
it is possible that it won't be legal, but it would be about your standing or your reputation. And are these discriminatory practices? I don't even know if there could be. I mean, obviously people try to challenge things legally all the time. I don't believe that there'd be a huge piece of standing. It's kind of like the guy who decided he didn't want to bake a cake for the gay couple in Colorado. This guy gets tested all the time. Sometimes it goes through court, but it always gets thrown out because private business has the right to operate like they will. So that's why, as much as I say I hate the idea of vaccine passports, if companies or retail stores or the travel industry or carnival cruises or whoever, if they want to do it, I mean, it's constitutionally their right to do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to this shooting in Orange County. 4 people, including a child in an office building, were killed. Were the police on the scene? I was trying to figure that out, and they got
they
shot
responded.
At, too?
Yeah, they responded to shots fired, and they exchanged some fire. The suspect, who's in custody, he's alive and in custody, was shot. They don't know. Well, I know. They don't know if it was police that shot him or if it was a self-inflicted.
Is that bad that I said that, by the way? I said that's too bad. The guy who did the shooting. I said it's too bad he's still alive.
Yeah, because in California, he'll just make his way through the legal system. And with our new progressive legal system in California, it is very possible that you can do something like this.
I'd say it was recessive, not progressive.
Yeah, I mean, you can be out of jail in a lickety-split. I mean, there's a guy, I think I've told you guys the story. There are many people's, victims' families are coming out to try to recall the new district attorney in Los Angeles. And the reason that they're doing that is many of these people who were in jail for murder have been let out because their special circumstances were dropped by George Gascon. And that's why the recall effort is being fueled by victims' rights groups. Even the ACLU has gotten involved in this. You would think they wouldn't be in there, but it's because a lot of victims are being they're being punished for this new progressive policy. So it's hard to say what will happen to this suspect. Again, he's in Orange County, so it might be a little tougher for him than in L.A. County. But, take nothing for granted that this means life in prison right off the bat in California.
Yeah. All right, Derek Chauvin, speaking of life in prison, I noticed a lot of people who have looked at this video, his body cam video, have been... I think it was described as sobbing. Witnesses, are these people in the courtroom or are these people that had seen it on the street? What is
no? These are people who were witness to the event itself. So these are some of the testimony. One of the guy that you're talking about who was sobbing on the stand, Charles McMillan is his name. He dropped his head to the table and was literally sobbing. And he said that he regretted not being able to do more. But he said, he knows that Floyd wasn't upstanding, but he said, I feel helpless because I don't have a mama either. So he said he understood him, and I think that just speaks volumes to the lack of family structure that I think, unfortunately, really
pervades our country.
Yeah, but I think more than anything, I think what I took from the hearing yesterday, we got to see the body cam footage of what Chauvin said to someone who was on the street after he got into the car, after they removed George Floyd from the scene and they put him in the ambulance. I think what was most notable, and this is where the charges really matter. The prosecution, and remember we talked about this, and I said don't be surprised if they can't meet the criteria for second degree or even third degree murder, because it was released yesterday in court documents he had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. So the question is, if he was sitting at home in his apartment, would he have overdosed? Just like if he had Derek Chauvin's knee on his throat, would he have overdosed? Was that what was happening when this went on?
Well, can they prove?
Just look bad, because there was no bruising on his neck, and he did not die from asphyxiation. So that being said, what I thought was the one thing that the prosecution had going for it, but yet does it meet the criteria of second degree or third degree murder? No, they should have probably had like a negligence charge, because there is, when you're in police custody, you're not supposed to die. So that's what you could get. That's what you could nail Derek Chauvin and these officers for, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that was meaningful is that a paramedic testified. Now, she testified in uniform, but she was just out for a walk in plain clothes. But she was a paramedic who happened to be walking by this scene, and she was screaming over to the officers, to Chauvin and to the other officers, I'm a paramedic. Let me administer medical attention. He needs medical help. And the officer refused to do that. They refused to stand back.
So what a lot of
people
problem.
Well, I think what a lot of people the training, he was acting, if Chauvin was acting with his training, at some point during that 9 minutes, you would back off, let him up, and see if he was still fighting or resisting arrest. If he wasn't, then you'd put him back in the police car again. This went on far too long, and so if it is true that this woman offered her help and said, let me try to give him some life-saving help or at least administer care to him because he's clearly suffering, then I think that does say, why didn't he respond to her? Why didn't Chauvin back off and let this woman who's a paramedic come in? Now, we haven't heard his answer to that yet, so you have to wait and see what he says, but I think that's a very valid question as to negligence, at least, in this.
All right. Is Joe Biden in Pittsburgh today, or is he there yesterday?
Yesterday.
The whole business about infrastructure, another $2 trillion, so that'll get us up to, what, $8 trillion in the hole? Or is it, are we more than that? I've lost track of the trillions that we are spending or planning to spend.
We spent $5 trillion already on COVID. This will be another $2 trillion to add to
right.
the mix.
Yeah.
And this turns into a tax immediately for, well, most people will feel this tax, even though they're selling it like it's only going to corporations, but small businesses are corporations, so they're going to be feeling the burden of this, too. That gets passed down to the workforce in terms of how much people can afford to pay and how many employees can be hired. The other thing that I thought was a little bit, I don't know, a little strange is when you're talking about infrastructure, most people think of bridges, roads, airports, trains, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Biden was talking about human infrastructure, which is obviously a tip of the hat to the second part of this bill, which will be a lot in the green energy sector and a lot of what was outlined in the Green New Deal by AOC.
All right. So the Small Business Council national group that I belong to, small business entrepreneurs, are all over this. The leader, the executive director, and the president yesterday, the president of the organization, said that raising taxes on U.S. companies, whether they be big or small, will work completely against the idea of going back to Made in America. This infrastructure package, the tax hikes connected to it, will harm competitiveness, undermine the recovery, and instead of bringing businesses back to America, will send them away from America, which is exactly what I've been saying since this whole thing started. And one of the interpretations of the tax plan incentivized bringing people back to America, jobs, businesses, by cutting their taxes. And the companies that want to do business overseas, fine, you pay more taxes. So, but this group of people that I belong to, the SBE Council, said that this whole idea is wrong thinking. The tax increase initiatives only speak to one part of America and show there is a lack of understanding of how America works. And I couldn't be more on board that statement than I have been with anything. This is a bad, stupid, regressive idea. There will be, once again, and I don't think they're aiming. I mean, I don't think they've thought it through, frankly. I really don't. I don't think they've thought this through at all. Or if they have, they don't really give a damn about American business, which is what fuels the economy, which is what keeps us all in jobs. There's nothing more clear than that. Speaking of clear, let me move to a discussion of clear, X-L-E-A-R. This is a product that is so fabulous. I think all the ladies love to talk about how it moisturizes your nose, your sinuses, keeps them clear through the day. Victoria, you become a great believer in this. And it's really because it's non-addictive and non-irritative, so good for everybody in the family. No matter what's going on, you need to have your nose clean. As you get into the pollen season, when you wake up and you clean out your nose with a Navage, and then you go out in the world, keeping your nose clean is the way, and this stuff does it. It really does. The natural ingredients in it, moisturizing your upper airway, non-addictive, non-irritative. So have it in your pocket, bring it with you. And by the way, because you're using it, I think we were talking about this earlier, how many people are using nasal sprays, really a cool thing. Why don't you help the folks at Clear and other companies like this to get the CDC to officially say to doctors, tell people nasal sprays are good to combat all of these things. Go to xlear.com, clear.com, and sign that petition, please, if you will. That'd be cool. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. It is April Fool's Day, and as a result of that, you can imagine that some, if not all or most of the topics or things that are trending have to do with April Fool's, April Fool's pranks. A couple of pretty good examples of ones. Maybe this will give you an idea on what you can do if you haven't figured one out yet for today, right after this.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch controls to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Yes, but full of kidsters today. I noticed on digitaltrends.com that Honda has incorporated horn emojis into the Honda Odyssey steering wheel. You click on the steering wheel to show you how you feel. That's not probably what...
What?
It's a promotional joke from Honda. You haven't knew? Okay, you didn't get that.
No.
All right, well, see if you can do a better job than I just did. Will you please, with some of these pranks there, Jay? What are people doing to others, or what have they done? What's been done to them?
Yeah, Kathy Schaff told her son when he was in seventh grade that there was a big water main break at school, and so school was called off the next day being April 1st. And when she woke him up in the morning, she said it was all an April Fool's prank, and he's like, well, you better call my friend's parents, because I told all of them there's no school.
Really?
And then another one, Jim Maloney said his grandmother would put cotton balls in the pancake batter, and she got them on that every year.
Every year. So that would be the thing. But how often or how smart are you to have the same joke played on your every year.
Did she cook pancakes with cotton balls in them?
That's what I'm taking from it. I've never heard of this prank, the cotton ball and cake batter or pancake batter trick. But that's what I'm imagining it.
Okay.
So, like, when you're biting into things. I know a lot of people do the swapping out salt and sugar shakers. Growing up, we had those in the kitchen at the sink, those spray nozzles. And we'd put a rubber, they were black, and we'd put a black rubber band around it so that it was already engaged. And then whoever the first one to turn the sink on would always get sprayed.
That's funny.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, when Doug goes, really, that means he's not listening. I'll give you all the cliff notes. Yeah, he always does that when he's not listening. Yeah,
so. That's like the whole thing when somebody says something, you're like, oh, that's crazy. That means you weren't listening.
Exactly.
All right, so the Phoenix newspaper
wasn't listening.
Running a story announcing the formation of a new charity to benefit the homeless. There was one catch, however. Instead of providing the homeless with food and shelter, charity provides them with guns and ammunition. It was named the Arm the Homeless Coalition. And they got, not only was there the local arm of this, but the 60 Minutes folks did a piece on it as well as something not to do. There have been a lot of, I think doesn't Guinness have also they must have the worst and best pranks that were ever played. I think there is in the Guinness Book of World Records, what the biggest, craziest
prank.
Probably
a prank that reached the most people around the world or something like that. Yeah,
I think the one about the Eiffel Tower moving. That was something. Remember, you probably don't know about that, right?
Mm-mm, no.
The French signed, according to the April 1st, a couple of years ago, the French government signed a deal to allow the Eiffel Tower to be dismantled and moved over to the Parisian Disney facility. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? See, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temperature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coronavirus variant first discovered in the UK is spreading throughout every U.S. state. The CDC reporting more than 11,000 cases of the new variant known as B117, but the health agency says the actual number is likely higher. Florida has the highest number of cases, followed by Michigan. NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci says the vaccines available will help fight all the different COVID-19 variants.
Vaccination is not only going to protect us against the wild type, but it has the potential, to a greater or lesser degree, to also protect against a range of variants.
It's day 4 of the murder trial of Minneapolis police cop Derek Chauvin. Jurors set to be back in court with a 13th witness being called to the stand. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Biden says he has no problems asking companies to pay to fix aging roads, bridges, and rail lines. Biden wanting to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. He admits he's open to other ideas for his American Jobs plan, but vows he won't raise taxes on those making less than $400,000 a year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem disagrees and says everyone will be paying for this bill.
Every single family will pay the price for what Joe Biden's agenda is. He will drive up the cost of the food and their grocery bill. He will drive up the cost of their utilities, their gas prices, the cost of their cars, the clothes they dress their children in. I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy. It really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is. We're going to be back here a couple of years from now wishing that we weren't in a situation where people had less money, all their costs were increased, and the country was declining.
The Pentagon announced that the military will now perform gender transitions for service members. Once an individual gets a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is necessary, commanders then must act on the request within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thirty-four at the hour, April Fools.
Hello.
Doug and Victoria, Jennifer on the way to the radio station in Los Angeles, so now we can play. Right when the cat's away, the mice will play. Victoria and Jay and Doug, right? We have. All right, so let's do the baseball thing a little bit here. Figure out first day of the season. The Red Sox are supposed to be playing this afternoon. It's kind of cold and clammy, but it's supposed to clear off by later in the day. Most everybody's playing the first game today, right? And didn't the president say to the Texas Rangers when they said, okay, we're opening up the field to 100% capacity, come on down, president said, that's probably a mistake. And is it? Maybe. It maybe is.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't know. We won't know until that actually probably happens, and then we see if there are spikes in cases. But the commissioner of the MLB, Rob Manfred, said that I've never seen the kind of anticipation for an opening day with respect to this one. He said it's the most anticipated opening day I've ever seen. He said we're the idea that we're going to be back to a full 162-game season with at least some fans in the ballpark. He said, I could not be more excited. The players are excited. The fans are excited. So this is, you know, feeling a little more like normal.
Yeah.
So this year, the like I said, last year was only like 60. I think they only played 60 games last year.
62.
So this
I believe it was 62, yep.
so this year it's going to be back to 162. And so there's going to be a designated hitter in the American League and not in the National League like it was, like it's been since 1973. So that's something people are watching. Three divisional winners and two wild card teams making the playoffs from each league, just as it's been since 2012. But it's expanded to a 16 team field a year ago. So it will feel like more baseball and people will be really excited about that. Now, some of the thing outside of the state of Texas, there will not be sellout crowds. So Texas is going to move forward, like you said, with their own thing. No beer or hot dog vendors roaming the stadium aisles. No cash, credit cards only, and no masks, no admittance. That's the rule. So there are some changes, but it will still feel like a little bit more normal. And you know, as the season goes on, I think MLB is open to adjusting, you know, the capacities of stadiums. So if things are getting better with the numbers, more people get vaccinated, I think you're going to probably see more and more crowds filling in before the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got what's going on with the March Madness and the regular season. I saw the Celtics lost to Dallas 113-108 last night. Not that I normally watch that sort of thing, but there seems to be a lot of interest at the end of the season in the Celtics. And what about the NCAA? What about your...
That'll be Saturday. So
that's the end?
Yep, the end. The Final Four is on Saturday. So Houston and Baylor for Saturday at 5:14 p.m., which is a weird time to start. Mm-hmm. That will be for the men. And then following that game at 8:34 Eastern, it'll be UCLA against Gonzaga, which we now know is in Washington State.
Gonzaga.
Not Indiana.
Right. No. College athletes also hoping to win another battle. They're at the Supreme Court this week. You knew this, right? They've heard oral arguments in a case involving their benefits. The NCAA says limits are needed to prevent the bidding war for players, which is getting worse and worse every year. Former college athletes arguing the cap violates antitrust laws. I'm sure there is not one college athlete that said that. I'm sure there are plenty of lawyers, however, who represent the athletes who are saying that. So the justices...
It's a complicated issue. This really is, because I read through some of the... it's interesting because, you know, the Supreme Court is still hearing arguments over Zoom. So it was really interesting. I think for the first time, I saw a lot more unity amongst the Supremes than I think on any other case. Elena Kagan was weighing in heavily on things. Brett Kavanaugh was talking about...
What are they saying? What side of it?
Well, they kind of feel like it's... No one has decided anything yet, but they're really mulling it over in a very thoughtful way because, you know, the athletes feel like they deserve to make some money off of the money that, you know,
because
when you think about, like, the billions
so
of dollars
the
schools
make. TV makes, yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, and part of the deal with being a student athlete is, like, you can't even have a job delivering pizza. Like, you can't make any money at all, whether it's on your name or as an athlete or just being
it's
a guy who works for Domino's.
Being non-professional. Hello.
So a lot of the Supremes are kind of going back and forth on the actual definition of what it really means to be an amateur athlete, you know. And then on the other side of that, if you say, yes, these athletes deserve to have endorsement deals and they deserve to make money, then, you know, Chief Justice Roberts came in and said, okay, well, then where does it end? Then it gets into a bidding war over, you know, who gets the bigger Nike contract, and then where does it end? So it's a very complex issue. I really didn't think about it that much until I started reading all the oral arguments. But, yeah, it's going to be probably a long case.
Cash payments for various academic achievements, that would be something that was allowed. Scholarships to complete undergraduate or graduate degrees. See, I see that if they were going to take the money and use it, if the schools are going to really use it, they give the scholarships to people who are qualified to go to their school but can't pay for it. That would be something to use the money for. Yeah. Then, and if you want to pay the athletes, they don't get any money until they get out of school. I don't think this is too, there's not a lot of heavy lifting involved in figuring this out from what I can see anyway. All right, let's talk about this. I'm confused. You know how easy that is. This business about unemployment tax breaks and what the IRS is doing. They're supposed to start refunding money to people who have already filed their return. And I would guess you're an early filer, right?
No, we actually haven't filed yet. Oh, no, okay. We haven't. But yeah, this is
Jay,
sort of
have you filed your taxes yet?
No, not for 2021 yet.
Uh-oh, there's not a good connection there.
For 2020, I mean.
2020, oh.
Yeah, not for the 2020 tax season yet.
Yeah, so so many, 40 million Americans received unemployment benefits last year. So, and most people didn't opt to have tax withheld. So, and I understand, you know, my husband was furloughed for a month, and so we didn't have tax taken out at the time because we wanted to, you know, we needed the cash and to pay bills. So you need the most money that you can get from it at the time. A lot of people forget about that. At the end of the year, you have to then pay tax on that unemployment insurance. The other complication here is that because there was the pandemic insurance, or whatever they called it, that was an extra $600 a week that people were getting. So that $600 a week, you can now get a refund for that if you already claimed it and pay tax on it. So they're giving you a break.
You don't think that's complicated? Sounds pretty complicated to me.
Really?
I thought I explained that kind of. I'm sure you did. But I don't understand it any better because I don't understand mostly government gobbledygook. And what? How you apply all of this stuff? There's an exception here. There's more there.
Well, what happened was a lot of people were the IRS had to step in here and say, okay, the emergency, the extra $600 a week that unemployed people got, it's not taxable income. Some people claim, you know, some people, because you can imagine, you get a surprise bill if you're on unemployment insurance
What's the point of giving people money and then taking it back again?
Exactly.
Is the question.
Yeah. And this is how corrupt the tax system is in America. You know, Jen and I were talking off the air about severance pay related to something else with someone she knows. And I said, that's if I was ever running for office, the number one thing I would change right away is that severance pay, when you get fired, should not be taxed at 40 or 45% rate. They tax it at the bonus rate. So when you get a holiday bonus every year, they tax your severance pay that you need to live on while you're trying to find a new job. They tax it at the same, they view it the exact same way, which is terrible. So with unemployment insurance, you pay into the unemployment system. You're paying taxes that are taken out of your paycheck every week, twice a month. And then you still get taxed on the unemployment benefits that you've already paid for. It's ridiculous.
Crazy. Unbelievable. All right. Is toilet paper a tax-deductible item?
Tax deductible? No.
Yeah, I think it should be. Everybody needs toilet paper. As a matter of fact, especially now with the circumstance, last year at this time, there was no toilet paper anyplace. People were using newspapers.
No one uses a newspaper unless that's an anecdote from your house.
People were buying up all of the baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
It was ridiculous. Exactly.
All right, so the makers of all these various brands of toilet paper say that there's a commodity crisis coming because they can't get enough, the companies can't get enough of the resources that they need to make all of these diapers and toilet paper and that kind of stuff. Significant inflation on raw materials means the customer will pay more. So have you noticed this yet? I haven't bought any toilet paper.
No, it says effectively, this will be late June. So that's when you'll see. So Kleenex tissues, Kotex hygiene products, Huggies diapers, those are the three big brands that have already come out and have said that they're going to raise their prices.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. I always find this to be kind of like, I don't know. I don't really buy it. You know, I mean.
You don't buy toilet paper?
No, I don't buy what they're selling me. I don't buy this story. All of this stuff has been back on shelves for many, many months now. So now you're telling us there's a shortage and now you have to raise prices? It's ridiculous.
Artificial. Phony baloney.
Yep.
All right, one more tax story. Kanye West has become the richest black man in U.S. history. Apparently he's worth $6.5 billion. This is news because he's black, or what is there?
Because he's
$6 billion.
And because he was bankrupt a few years ago, or claimed to be.
Really?
I don't think he was personally bankrupt. I think his company
So how did he, where does he make his money? Clothing?
Well,
what does he do?
Yeah, his clothing deals with Adidas and his Yeezy brand.
Is he running for president?
Not after the last time, I don't think.
He's getting divorced anyway, right? Isn't he getting divorced?
They are divorced, I think. It might not be finalized, but yes, they have filed for divorce and they're separated.
So how would it be? Would you think that people who are divorced make... How would somebody running for president that wasn't married, how do you think that would go over?
Would Michael Bloomberg had that. That would have been, it didn't seem to be an issue, right?
There. No.
It's a little, I guess it's a little, we're used to having a first lady. So that would be maybe something, someone else would have to step in that role. But
first girlfriend.
Well,
remember that movie that Michael Douglas was in?
Right. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. That movie. Cool. Yeah. What was it called?
The President or something? No, it wasn't The President. I think it was. The last Chucker in a second.
No, I'm completely... It's a great film, and I'm completely blanking on what it's called.
American President, right.
American President.
So good.
Here's some news about MyPillow that you may not have heard. The deals right now, certainly pillows are on people's minds getting a good night's rest now that we can sort of relax a little bit more than we did last year at this time. But now that pillows are not necessarily on people's... on the front burner... Towels are. At least that's what the folks at MyPillow want you to believe, and I guess they are because they're making it the best thing available for MyPillow right now. These are great. The towels are made in America. They're technology. It's proprietary technology. And each of the pillows makes it very soft. You don't get that lotiony feel with, a lot of towels that are very expensive. I'm sitting on one right now. As a matter of fact, because that's all it's good for. It just pushes the water around. It's no good for drying you off. Now, these towels are great. Two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths. Six-piece set, available now in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, and dryable just like all the rest of the things, including the pillows from MyPillow. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Need new towels? Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and save significantly. That's right, the best deals come in this circumstance. It's a BOGO deal, two for the price of one. The whole set times two using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour. I don't know if we have April Fools or not. Did we manage to procure somebody in place of Chucker today? Like, I'd heard there was a rumor around that we were going to get Jimmy Kimmel to do the spot this morning instead of Chucker.
Wow,
we'll find out if that's an... If, yeah. I think Chucker just gave it away. All right, we'll find out what's going on in the world of movies right after this.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get two six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for two six-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
Chucker's going to be first in line. I don't know if Jimmy Kimmel is, but Chuck will be in line to see this stupid, ridiculous, asinine movie coming out this week. King Kong versus Goldilocks
Godzilla?
And the Three Bears or whatever the hell it is.
Is it Godzilla, right?
It
actually came out yesterday in theaters. This is the highest theater count, I believe, since the pandemic that this movie is in.
What does that say about Americans? Am I looking down my nose? And what does this say about people who want to go down to watch
fantasy,
something?
It's right? You escape from reality, I guess.
But it's so gruesome.
It's
so
stupid.
Gory. It's just, I mean,
it's spectacle, and that's what people, that's what they're selling now, Doug, instead of character development type.
Well,
adult-oriented
that may not be
movies,
true.
This is what people go to.
All right, so Chucker, the New Deal, that Knives Out movie that came out a couple of years ago with Daniel Craig and some other really good, it was a great cast, it was a great movie. Now apparently there's a bidding war to get the next couple of movies because they're going to do at least two sequels. So under the circumstances, that's character development. That's all about
violence. I agree. I agree with you 100%. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing for the industry. I want to just touch on two things. I'll touch on the Netflix thing in a second, but it's being reported that there's a lot of advanced sellouts for Godzilla vs. Kong, specifically in New York, is selling a lot of theaters out. I don't know what the capacity is, like 25%. Having said that, this is a good news for the industry, and I do think this will be put in all things relative with COVID. This is going to have a very nice opening weekend. You know it's on HBO Max. People can watch it on HBO Max. But there are people going to theaters. And there a lot of the big major chains are doing these private watch parties. I don't know how many people are allowed, like 25, 30,
really?
30, 40 people. In your own group, you rent a smaller theater out to watch it. It's gaining some traction. Yeah, it's gaining some traction.
I've been seeing people posting about that on social media, that the whole family has gotten together, you know, to rent out the theater. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Now, the Netflix deal, $450 million for two sequels to Knives Out, okay? So that's to obtain the rights, because the producer, who I believe is also the writer, had the option to sell the property to any entity that he wanted to. So $450 million, that's before producing. So let's just say another $125 million, let's say $100 million, lowball it, to produce one film. It's $200 million for two. Four, that's $650 million. That's a ton of money. These movies have, that is a lot of negative costs going in before a movie receives its first dollar from a ticket sale. It's an insane model of what these streaming companies are doing. But like I said off air to Jay and Victoria, they're really playing the long game, Doug. They just want long-term subscribers, and they're willing, even if they don't make a lot of money initially, the more subscribers they get, the more product and content they acquire, because Netflix is still number one, but Disney Plus is right on its heels. I think HBO Max is going to gain a lot of steam, and they've gained a lot of subscribers with the massive buzz on Zack Snyder's 4-hour and 2-cut of Justice League. So I know you want to go to the movie theater. I want to go to the movie theater, but I do
I
think
I want to go see King Kong and Goliath
Godzilla.
Or whatever. No, but I don't want to see that. But I do want to see.
But there are people that are going to go see.
King
Kong versus Godzilla, no doubt.
And I apologize.
And the reviews are pretty good, which is good.
Yeah, well, reviews. Right. These two, it's nonsense. I mean, they couldn't. Don't even get me. It so annoys me that this is what gets people into the theater. So I guess I apologize.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.